This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Jesus answered with that famous statement, "Any house divided against itself cannot stand." That's true in a person's life. A person with dissonance in their spirit can't last very long emotionally because of the conflict in their heart or spirit. A family cannot stand that's divided. A church that's divided against itself cannot stand. A company that's divided against itself cannot stand. A country that's divided against itself cannot stand. Abraham Lincoln quoted this passage during the Civil War in a speech and said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." And he was absolutely, positively right. I want to point some things out about conflict and what Jesus can do in your life and my life by focusing in on verse 20, if we can. Can we focus in on verse 20? Jesus is speaking and he said, "But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you." If I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. The reason I showed the film clip this morning from the Ten Commandments from 1956 is because of this scene, this one scene where Moses receives the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. And Exodus 31:18 says the tablets were given to Moses and they were written by the finger of God. And I was so thankful that in the movie, Moses, Charlton Heston, says, "written by the finger of God." So when Jesus comes along in the New Testament day, and he refers to casting out demons by the finger of God, he was saying, remember in the Old Testament? Remember in Exodus where the finger of God was responsible for writing the Ten Commandments? And then Jesus said, "That's my authority." Jesus was making a claim to deity by saying, "I cast out demons by the finger of God." Now here's the most important thing I'm going to say all morning is what I'm going to say now. One of the manifestations of the kingdom of God coming in your life is victory over some evil in your life. I think one of the most important things that will happen in your life to show that the kingdom of God is at work in your life is there's some victory over evil or sin in your life. Most people think, well, one of the signs that I'm in the kingdom of God is that I know some of these hymns that they sing on Sunday morning. I'm really getting with the program. I like the traditional songs in the first service or the contemporary music in the second service, but I'm knowing the hymns. That is not a manifestation of the kingdom of God in itself. I'm sorry to tell you, but it's not. Anybody can learn a song. Well, someone might say, well, a manifestation of the kingdom of God is I'm attending classes that I never took before. That's great and that's wonderful, but that's not a manifestation of the kingdom of God in your life. In my opinion, a manifestation of the kingdom of God in your life is that there's victory over evil. And that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is working in your life, and there are things in your life that used to be there that aren't there by the finger of God. There are attitudes in your life that used to be there, not there anymore, by the finger of God at work in your life. Do you know what most Americans practice spiritually today? I don't know if you've ever heard this phrase, but I think most Americans practice sin management. They practice sin management. They're just managing the sin in their life. They're not overcoming it. They're not dealing with it. They're just simply managing it, like anger management. Nothing wrong with taking an anger management course, but the Lord never called you to manage your sin. He called you to have victory over it in Jesus. Listen to that again. The Lord never called you or me to manage our sin, but to have victory over it in the name of Jesus.
Well, honestly, that's a strong statement that the Lord never called you or me to sin management, but He did call us to have victory over sin through His name and through His power. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.